What if you and some man had to do something, you'd say?
Well, I'd say me and somebody else is going to do it, or a party, or a neighbor, or something like that.
Okay. And you say, he doesn't want just you or just me for this job. He wants...
experienced man.
Okay. Did you ever say he wants all two of us, or both of us, or...
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How would you say that?
All two of us, or all of us. Or...
And if you knocked at the door, and someone asked who's there, and you know that they recognize your voice, you might say, it's
me.
Okay. And if it was a man at the door, you'd say, it's...
a man.
Or if I ask you, was that John at the door? You'd say, yeah, that was...
John.
Would you say that was he, or that was him, or...
Well, yeah, you'd say it was him, or...
Okay. If it was a woman, you'd say it was...
she.
And if it's two people, that was...
you'd have to say two.
And talk about how tall you are. You'd say, he's not as tall as...
I am.
Or I'm not as tall as...
he is.
And he can do that better...
than me.
And if you had been out to Texas and hadn't gone any more west than that, you'd say, Texas is what west I've ever been.
West Texas?
Or if you hadn't gone any further west than, say, Texas... you'd say Texas is...
oh, well, Texas is as far west as I've been.
And if something belongs to me, you'd say it's...
mine.
Okay. And if it belongs to both of us, it's...
belongs to both of us.
So it's whose?
I don't know.
Or if it belongs to her, it's...
me and her.
Okay.
My wife.
That's good for someone.
Going down the highway.
If it belongs to him, you say it's...
it belongs to him.
You'd say, that's not mine, that's...
isn't.
Okay. Or if it belongs to her, you say it's...
it's hers.
And to them, it's...
theirs.
And to us, it's...
we.
And if there was a group of people at your house and they were getting ready to leave, you'd say, well, I hope...
I hope they're gone when I get there. I hope to leave.
Or if you're talking to them, what would you say?
If they're getting ready to leave?
Uh-huh.
Oh, tell them it's no use to be in no hurry to go.
Would you ever say, y'all come back, or you all come?
Yeah, y'all come back.
Do you ever use the word y'all to just one person?
No. You have to be more than one involved when you say y'all.
And if you were asking them about their coats, you know, everybody's coats, you say, where are...
their coats.
Would you ever say y'all's coats or you all's
yeah,
coats?
Yeah, y'all's.
And if there had been a party that you hadn't been able to go to, and you were asking about the people that had gone, you'd ask someone...
if he went, or y'all went, or...
okay. Or... you wanted to know which people went, you'd say.
Did they go?
Okay. Did you ever say who all was at the party, or who was at the party?
Yeah.
How would you say that?
Who all was at the party?
And if there was a group of children that obviously belonged to more than one family, you'd ask about them. What children are they? What would you ask someone?
Whose children are these, or those?
Okay. Did you ever say who all's children are these?
Yeah.
How would you say that?
Who's all of these children?
And if you were asking about all of the speaker's remarks, you know, everything he said, you'd ask someone...
tell me that question again.
If you were asking about all of the speaker's remarks, you know, everything that he had said,